Blog Talk Radio.
Who am I that you are mindful of me? And who am I that you are thinking of me? He said, lovely creation, can't take my eyes off you. He said it was all worth it, and yes, I would do again. And y'all, I kept talking to him. I said, who am I that you would give your life for me? And Bishop, I said, God, I can't understand how you'd sing the word. Lovely. on to God So That I Can Radio. I know it's been a minute. It's been quite some time, but here I am back on Blog Talk Radio. What is God So That I Can Radio? We are an anointed, edifying, uplifting, and intimate online radio ministry, streaming live various days during the week, where God's glory is our agenda. Redefined, restored, and renewed, God So That I Can Radio, the comeback. Who is your hostess with the mostest? For those listening for the very first time, I am Lady Nancy, giving you the very best in radio ministry. What happens on God So That I Can Radio? We embrace the testimonies and accomplishments of every overcomer in the body of Christ in whatever area of ministry they are in. GSICR are opportunists that give opportunity. You are welcome to call in with comments, questions, prayer, and to some to receive salvation if you don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins. While live, the call-in number is area code 646-716-6608. Press 1 for the host queue. And again, our theme is scripture, from the beginning to the end, Galatians 6 and 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if we faint not. I am pleased and elated that we are here again on God So That I Can Radio today. Our guest, Prophet Robert Sims, God So That I Can Radio welcomes this anointed man of God. He is here with us, residing in Atlanta, Georgia. He is a true friend, and he hears from God. This man of God is the real deal. From the time that we connected, he was a joy to have some few years ago, and I know for sure he has something valuable to share concerning the word of the Lord. So sit back and be blessed as the man of God shares. If you need prayer, please call in. Again, our call-in number is 646-716-6608, and welcome to God So That I Can Radio, man of God. You are on the air.
Bless you, Nancy. Thank you so much for having me. And I count it an honor to be able to join you on today, on Saturday, July the 9th of 2016. And this truly is a word from the Lord.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate you being here with me again. I know it's been quite some time, but the floor is open for you to say your hellos, your God bless yous, and share with the people as the Lord is leading you on today.
Amen. Thank you again. Before we get started on today, I do have a couple of things to begin to share with the people of God on today. Before we get started, we can take a moment to go before the throne. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we honor you and we magnify your name, God. We lift your name on high, for you are worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy of the glory, the honor, the praise, and the thanksgiving. Father, there's none like you. There's none beside you, for we are your people, the sheep of your pasture. We thank you right now that you are our strength. You are our joy. You are faithful, and you are sovereign and merciful, God. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will open up our ear, that we will hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will increase us in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Father, we do adorn you and we praise you. Thank you for anointing our eyes and our ears. Thank you, Father, that you have lifted us up high above the storm, above situations and circumstances. Thank you, Father God, for drawing this, your people, from the north, the south, and the east and the west. Allow hearts to be inspired. Allow hearts to be encouraged. Allow those, O God, whose gifts are lying dormant to be stirred up on today. Allow revelation to flow freely. Allow word of knowledge to flow freely. Allow the prophetic to flow freely in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We serve notice on the enemy. For, Father, you have given us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all over the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. Father, we just give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus the Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Well, people of God, amen. I'm not exactly sure how much time that we have, but at the time that we do have, we're gonna take this moment to give God the praise and the glory, amen. And this is okay for you to clap your hand. It's okay for you to begin to do your dance. It's okay to begin to wave your hand if that's what you can do. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay to straighten up. It's okay. It's okay to draw closer unto Him, because this was a set time. This was an ordained moment for you. It wasn't a moment that you didn't have anything else to do or didn't have any place else to go. This was a set time just for you. This was a set moment just for you. And I'm here to declare unto you today, and this is not even a part of the message. This is a prophetic word just for you. And suddenly. And suddenly. Hallelujah. And suddenly. And suddenly things began to change for your life. And suddenly the favor of God began to fall upon you. And suddenly your prayers are being heard. And suddenly manifestation. And suddenly divine connection. And suddenly a new move. And suddenly your baby began to leap. And suddenly you began to see strangers began to come up to you and ask you, what must I do to receive Christ? And suddenly things that were looking that they were awkward. And he spoke to the prophet Isaiah. He said, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth. And this is the moment that those things that were crooked has been straightened out. And this is the time now, the end suddenly in your life where you've been told a bunch of no's. Now you're hearing yeses. And now he's drawing you closer unto him. And you said, Father, I just want to be close to you. And now he's drawing you in. He said, resist not me. I'm drawing you. I'm drawing you closer. I'm drawing you closer than ever before. I'm drawing you. And for those of you that are tuning in, and this is another word for some of you that can catch it, God said, even now today, I'm restoring unto you the years that the cankerworm, according to Joel chapter 2, I'm restoring unto you the years that the cankerworm and the palmer worm have eaten up. I'm renewing you. I'm realigning you. Even to the point I'm rejuvenating you. And things that you thought you were locked out of, now he's welcoming you in. The door is wide open just for you. And where there was a critical point, he said, yes, there's a yes, they're just waiting on you and waiting for you. And for some of you that have been having aches and pains and spattering and unknown crap, even in your body, in your leg, inside your chest cavity, even to the point I'm even hearing those that have been challenged, we're hearing certain heart murmurs. You've been hearing this irregular beat all in your heart. Even to the point that when you begin to swallow, it seems like things would begin to lodge down in your chest and you wouldn't be able to move. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, I'm doing a new work even in your body. You would not be able to take that medication no more. I'm doing a new thing in your body. Fear not, daughter. Fear not, daughter. Fear not. Fear not. For when you begin to go to the doctor and they begin to do, I hear the word like a diagnostic. Yes, Lord. And he said, I began to do the diagnostic, and that work will come back favorable. Amen. There's another work that will come back that you wouldn't have to have that test done. You would not have to have that surgery done. He said, because I'm moving upon you with signs, wonders, and miracles. Amen. And for some of you, you have been feeling this sensation of it, even to the point this irregular blood flow. For some reason, this blood would not seem not to subside. But even what is happening, there's a cleansing. Hallelujah. There's a cleansing that is beginning to take place in your body. And this is not anything to be disturbed by. Or no, you're not going to die. You shall live and declare the works of the Lord. You shall live and not die. You shall enjoy the rest of your days. You shall enjoy your youthfulness. You shall enjoy the fruits of your labor. For you shall live like you have never lived before. And those things that you have been dreaming about are even beginning to come into fruition. And those that I hear, even to the point, those that have sown seeds, and you've been tithing, you've been faithful, and now your harvest is waiting on you. And you telling you asking God, you said, Lord, when? And Father is saying now. Now that harvest is waiting on you. Now you can go out there and begin to gather, and you can begin to go out there and glean. He said, stop crying and stop telling others no when I've already told you yes. I told you to receive that which is my hand and stop slapping my hand. Stop blocking my hand. I'm allowing it to come unto you. I'm allowing you to gather it in. I've seen your heart. I've purified your heart. And don't you know that the rough road that you were on, that rough road wasn't there to kill you. It was there to strengthen you. It was there so you could begin to see who was really for you and who was really against you. It was there for you to begin to wake up and know that I was infusing you with power. I was infusing you with wisdom. I was giving you a fresh start. I was filling you up even with the Holy Ghost. I was even taking you to a new place in me that you never ever thought that you would even be able to get there. But I told you that I would never leave you nor forsake you, according to Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 5. He said, daughter, stand ye still and see my salvation. Son of the Most High God, stand still and see my salvation. I know there's been turbulent times. There's been going all around. It seems like chaos is breaking out in the north and south and the east and the west. But look up, your Redeemer's living. Look up, your Redeemer's drawing nigh. Don't you know that God hears you? Don't you know that he sees? Don't you know that he's cared? Don't you know he's concerned about you and he's concerned about your house? He's concerned about your children. He's concerned about your grandchildren. He's concerned about your business. He's concerned about your finances. He's concerned about your ministries. He's concerned about your in-laws. He's concerned. He's concerned. He's a God that knows. He's a God that cares. Watch this now. Catch it. He's a God that also annihilates. Mm-hmm. He annihilates and removes things that should not be. He annihilates those things because his purpose has come to an end. There are times, even in the times that we're living in, that God has given us a grace. He's given us an opportunity to draw nigh unto him. He's given us the opportunity to acknowledge him. Amen. And to the point of beginning to acknowledge him, this is the opportunity where we begin to humble ourselves under his mighty hand. And Father said, I will exalt thee in due season. Hallelujah. And even the thing, everything has its timing according to the book of Ecclesiastes. Father, I give you praise and I thank you even right now. Everything has its time. There's a time and a season for everything. But I stop by to let you know, amen, that it is your time and that it is your moment and that it is your hour and that it is your day. Don't you know that you have now have come upon, Father, I give you praise, that you know that you have come upon the second half, watch it, the first half of this new year of 2016. Father, don't want you to be shaken nor alarmed, nor that these things were destined or these things were ordained to happen. Hallelujah. And this is the time to get excited. This is the time to rejoice. Don't you know that you do have a prayer life? And by having a prayer life, he hears your prayers. Know that your words have gone out into the atmosphere. Watch this. Father said, my words, my word, as they begin to go forth, shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that thing where it's been sent. Don't you know that as you anchor down, as you hold fast, as your soul is anchored in the Lord, that you're not moved and know you're not shaken by anything, by any situation or circumstance, and know that you do have a prayer life that is well with your daughter, it is well with your son, it is well with your baby, it is well with your grandchild, it is well with the person that you were married to, it is well with the person that you're married to now. I'm talking about your exes. It is well with even though when you were praying for your enemy, it is well with them. Don't you know things that God is using you in this very hour, such as he had began to use Job, and those things that have come upon Job, Job began to think, I think I brought all this stuff upon myself. I know God don't love me, and he don't care because he knows all this stuff, all these things that he, I'm just going through one thing after another, and seem like things begin to come to me, come into my life, they're like dominoes. One thing, bam. One thing, bam. One thing, bam. Here comes something else, bam. Now I begin to get up and see a little light, bam. Here comes something else, bam. And getting feel like you're being knocked down, bam. And too weak to begin to get up. But I hear the Father saying today, this day, son, this day, daughter, I am the one that strengthened this and that is strengthening you. And you are in a new place on new ground. And as you're on that new place on new ground, I'm the one that is lifting you up and I'm the one that's carrying you. So you do not have to continue to look in that direction and thinking, okay, he gonna do it. No. Now here she come. I see her. She gonna help me? No. Here they come. That's the phone call I've been waiting for. No. No. Father said, I'm the one that's making it happen. I'm not using him. I'm not using her. Hallelujah. I'm going to do this. As God was with Abraham, so is he with you. And Abraham had enough strength and enough faith to realize that no one's going to get the glory but God.
Yes.
So as these new things begin to happen and take place in your life, even right now, I'm here to let you know that no one is getting the glory but God. And you will begin to shout as you're doing right now because I hear it in my ear and rejoice. It was the Lord. It was the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'll say it one more time. It was the Lord. Pastor, be encouraged. Be strengthened on today. Be filled with an amazing wisdom and insight. Be filled with more and more revelation. May you go forth in the favor of God that profusely and lavishly abound on your life, even on your behalf. And when you begin to look at those books again, that those books now have began to turn where there was red marks, now you're seeing black marks. Where there was things that were, I'm talking about your numbers. I see your numbers. Where there was areas that was in the red, now begin to see those things turn in the black. What am I saying? I'm saying prophetically to you today that your answer has shown up this day on July the 9th, 2016. I'm bringing you your answer to your problem. I'm bringing you the answer to your dilemma. I'm bringing you the answer to your situation. I'm bringing you the answer from on high to your dilemma. Watch this. The prophet Isaiah, or the prophet Elijah. God was taking care of him every day. Made sure he ate bread and water every day. And he used a raven. He used a raven to do it. Every day. Don't you know that your life is filled with purpose and that you cannot die and that you will not die before time? You will be strengthened as you have been done today on a daily basis. Thank you, Father. Because your mission is great. You must live. You must be strong. You must be firm. You must be focused. Because as Elijah was ready, and God knew he was ready, after feeding him, he was letting him know that the location of where he was had begun to dry up. The brook dried up. Time was up in being in that particular location. Time was up for being fed on that level. Time was up. The raven was not going to come anymore. He was going to, Father is using another means, another vehicle, watch this, to sustain the rest of your life. Now, with the power and the energy that you have, as you continue to go onward and forward, hallelujah, now there's a host of heavenly hosts of angels that are around you and with you. Father told Elijah, I want you to get up and go to Zarephath. For I have commanded a widow woman to sustain you. Watch this. Even in his fear of thinking that Jezebel was going to kill him, Father was talking to him above his situation, above the situation he thought was going to take him out, above the words that did not have no power. His words, the Father's words, is greater and more powerful than any other word that you can hear. He told Elijah, I want you to go to Zarephath. He let him know that I'm giving you these instructions as you go forward, who you going to run into and what the situation was going to be like and what the climate was going to be like. He said, I commanded a widow woman to sustain you. He was being thrown into a challenge. He was being thrown into a situation because, watch this, Father fed him. Now it was time for him to go and feed somebody else. It was time for him to go and feed a problem. It was time for him to go forward, not only just to feed a problem, but to get rid of it. So when he went forward, and that woman at Zarephath, the widow, she was gathering these two sticks. She already had a plan. Watch this. Her plan was not God's plan because the Father had something greater. But as you know, the prophet would sit there, and I'm not even at my message. I'm not there. Father, I thank you for the word that's being downloaded even at this moment. The widow woman had a problem. The prophet was sent to solve the problem. And as you know, as you continue to read on down to 1 Kings and around in 17, that he saw their problem by letting her know. She said, "You're going to make, you know, gather those sticks and, you know, set a fire and her and her son are going to eat that cake and they want to die." But God said, "Not so." The prophet said, "Not so. Not so. Here's what you're getting ready to do. Not so." He said, "Bake me a little cake first." What she did was she gave her last. She sacrificed all she had. Let me stop right here because I hear you, Father. For those of you that have made that sacrifice, you can stop shaking. You can stop being nervous. You can stop being fidgety. You don't have no reason now to pull out any more of your hair. You can stop pacing the floor. Father now has come and answered you on this day and this particular hour and the very thing that you were dealing with and you thought you were coming to an end. I hear somebody even right now, "I'm getting ready." I hear it in my ear. "I'm getting ready to get evicted." No, you're not. Know you not. The voice of the Lord is on this line for you today and let you know that your miracle has shown up. You are not going to get evicted. You're going to keep all of your money. They're going to make even more space for you, and you're going to keep all that you have. I see the papers being torn up, and you can relax because you're going to stay where you are. Father, I give you praise, and I thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So the situation that was at hand, your miracle is right now. It's right now. And for that mother, you've been crying and crying and crying. You asking, "Lord, when? Daughter, don't cry no more. Don't cry no more. You can wipe your eyes. Be at peace, for the Lord thy God is near. For weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy cometh in another morning." I see another pastor. Father, I give you praise and I thank you. This pastor, this is a man of God. You have thrown up your hands. I see like you're throwing papers and pen in the air to say, "I quit. I can't take it anymore. I can't do it no more. This is too much to bear." "Yes, I've been a good servant. I come out here and I labor and I labor and I pray and I labor." I see the members getting blessed. I see some of my members won't even come. I don't know where they are. And I feel like I've done an injustice to God and to myself and to my family. Can't take it anymore. Man of God, on this day, as you lift up your hands, just lift your hands straight in the air and take this moment to worship. Just worship the Lord. He heard you. And today, you will hear a new sound in your ear. You will hear a fresh wind in your ear. Not only to bring peace to your heart, but bring a calmness and a newness. And you will see those things begin to be rearranged. Thank you, Lord. And the ones that are there, keep feeding the flock. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Man of God, you are not forgotten. This time you will be infused with power and a new joy and a new outlook on life. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this, your man servant. I ask you, Lord God, that you will strengthen him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. as he lift his hands unto you, God, one without wrath and another without doubting, that you allow this increase of faith to come into his life, the increase of strength, and the increase of joy. I ask you, Lord God, let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn. Allow his life to catch new flames. Allow the wings, oh God, of newness. Allow him to glide on those wings, Father. Take him to higher places in you, Lord. Elevate him. Elevate his household, God. Cause things that are out of place, God, that you will line it up, oh God, according to your will. Cause a supernatural manifestation to come to his home, to his cupboard, and that of his family, Father. Allow your favor to be overshadowed even in that home, Lord. And, Father, where there was depletion, abundance, and overflow. For you have made this your manservant 1,000 times more than what he already is, according to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 11. Father, I give you praise and glory, even now, God, for you have given him the tongue of the learned. Thank you, Father, that as he continued to walk by faith and not by sight, that miracles are his. Miracles, signs, and wonders are his. Father, I ask you, Lord, that as he lay his head down, allow sweet sleep to come upon him, God. Allow new visions to come. Allow new dreams to come. Allow new insight to come. Allow the finances, God, to flow supernaturally from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I proclaim even right now by the blood of the Lamb, a release, a mighty release, a mighty release, not only of finance, but of your glory and of power. And this time, Lord, as he lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. As he anoint, they shall move in that anointing. And that are those vessels that are set aside, God, may they be used at the appointed time. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, and for those, oh God, who he had poured into, has given to, has blessed, has made many sacrifices, allow double to come into his life now. Give him double for his trouble. Allow that double anointing, a double manifestation to come into his household. Allow the ministry, hallelujah, to catch fire, fire of the Holy Ghost. Father, I give you praise. And for those that will ride by, walk by, or stare in making the decision, should I or should I not go in? Allow them to be drawn, God, and that they would sit at your feet to hear the endless, rich wisdom that will flow from the belly of your servant. Father, we adore you, we give you praise, and we thank you right now for this mighty change in your manservant. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Nancy, I believe in my heart that I won't even go. I feel a move even right now at what I was going to get into. And if you allow me to come back, that the Father will allow me to release that,
Amen.
I will. But there's another move here.
Amen.
And if you don't mind, I would like to either stay within this vein right here.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
There's a young lady. She's about the age of, 27, 28. And your hair is like a sandy brown. And your medium complexion look like you maybe mixed in terms of your background, I see like a mix. I'm not sure exactly what ethnicity, but I truly know from the looking at your hair color and seeing this different culture, because I'm seeing like a U.S. and there's another country. Amen.
Sure.
I hear Father saying for you, your help is already here. Father says that I am not only your help, but I am your shield. And all I need for you to do is trust me. Trust me. I brought you through the wind. I brought you through the rain. I brought you through disappointment. I brought you through rejection and much pain. Watch the word. You are valuable. Valuable. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and your life does matter. There's a new assignment that has been given to you. Look up, for your helper is near. Keep journaling, because these new instructions that's getting ready to come to you are going to usher you into that place that you have been praying about, that you have been seeking him about. Even I will even go on to say that you are now living a fasted life. You are living a fasted life. Your life in living a fasted life is almost, watch this, it's almost parallel to the regimen of how you eat. And Father, I thank you and I give you praise. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
And Prophetess, I'm not exactly sure even about the time, but if there's someone that's there or in the queue or that is, they can come through.
At this time, no. You can just flow however you see fit.
Hallelujah. Father, even for those that are listening, man of God and woman of God, I want to take this moment in sharing in Isaiah chapter 41. In Isaiah chapter 41 and verse number 8, and this is the King James Version. In the King James Version, it says, "But thou, Israel, art my servant, and Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend, though whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee, and have not cast thee away." Verse 10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee, and be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Verse 11, "Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish." Verse 12, "Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that are or that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thought, as a thing of naught." Verse 13, "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee." Verse 14, "Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel." Verse 15, "Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff." In verse 16 of Isaiah chapter 41, thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. And in verse 17, when the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Verse 18, I will open rivers in high places, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. Verse 19, I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittah tree, the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, and the pine, and the box together. Verse 20, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord have done this, and the Holy One of Israel have created it. Verse 21, produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reason, saith the King of Jacob. Verse 22, and let them bring forth and show us what shall happen, and let them show the former things what they be, that they may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare us things for to come. Verse 23, show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that ye are gods. Yea, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and beheld it together. Verse 24, behold, you are as nothing, and your work of naught. An abomination is he that chooses you. Verse number 25, I have raised up one from the north, and he shall come. From the rising of the sun shall he call upon my name, and he shall come upon prince as upon mortar, and as the potter treadeth clay. Verse number 26, who have declared from the beginning, that we may know, and before time, that we may say he is righteous. Yea, there is none that showeth, yea, there is none that declareth, yea, there is none that heareth your words. Verse number 27, the first shall say to Zion, behold, behold them, and I will give to Jerusalem one that bringeth good tidings. In verse 28, for behold, there was no man, even among them, and there was no counselor, that when I asked of them, could answer a word. In final verse of verse 29 of Isaiah 41, behold, they are all vanity, and their works are nothing. Their molten images are wind and confusion. And beloved, people of God, you see, God chose Israel through Abraham because he wanted not because of the people deserve it. And although God chose the Israelite to represent him to the world, they failed to do this. So God punished them and sent them into captivity. You see, not all believers are God's chosen people, and all share the responsibility of representing him to the world. And God will one day bring all his faithful people together. We need not fear because, number one, God's presence is with us. We need not fear. Number two is because God has established a relationship with us. We need not fear. Number three is God's assurance of strength, help, and victory over sin and death is certain. We not fear. We not fear the environment. We not fear the calamity. We dare not fear even the disruption of the things that are happening in this hour. But know that our Redeemer liveth. And even if I have this few moments here of encouraging you, see, we become afraid of many things. There's a little of a fear that is in us. And some of us are even stronger than we used to be in those areas of fear. But Father's saying, fear not. There's many places in the Word he tells us not to be afraid. Mm-hmm. And he also lets us know that I did not give you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So rest assured that you've been given the power. Let that overtake you, the power of God. You've been given a soundness of mind. Let that overtake you. That's been given to you by God. And he's also so loving and so merciful, he let us know, I did not give you that spirit. See, there are many things, and I could just take a moment and just go over 10 just really quick and maybe just elaborate on those at another time. But right now, these are not the top 10, but these are the 10 that I could pull for right now. One is the fear of losing your freedom. Number two, the fear of the unknown. Number three, the fear of disappointment. Number four, the fear of pain. Number five, the fear of loneliness. Number six, the fear of being ridiculed. And number seven, the fear of misery. And number nine, the fear of death. And number 10, the fear of failure. And see, as you listen to this, that some of these fears are tied together, such as death and the unknown, rejection and ridicule, and pain and misery, and failure and loneliness. We don't want to be overtaken by this. So we speak those things that be not as though they were. I have power, and I have a sound mind. Fear shall not overtake me. Although it does exist, it shall not overtake me. For the Father has given me power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm me. Understanding that fear is a basic human emotion, with the understanding that we all have some type of fear. But once again, we can operate in that power just as we operate in faith, understanding that we are the justified of the Lord. And even in that comparison of that short list of those fears, your list may not even be similar to mine. But I want you to know this. I'm not surprised that the fear of failure comes at the top of many people, maybe in the number one, maybe the number one or the number two. But how frustrating to feel like you wasted your short time here on planet Earth. It's a terrible thing to conclude that your life was a bust because it didn't turn out the way that you hoped it would. And somewhere in all our thinking, God has figured out the equation. There must be a reason that the Bible tells us to fear not. And fear is such a basic human emotion, and that many of us constantly live in the grip of fear, worry, and anxiety. God told us, hold on, my brother. Hold on, my sister. Fear not, because he knew that we will all wrestle with fear sooner or later. And again, as you go through your word or go through your concordance, and you will see more than 100 times, Father says to fear not. And also in short, and to encourage you, Father says, I am your shield. And this is in Genesis chapter 15, verse number 1. He says, I am your shield. Oh, how sweet it is to hear the Father's voice. Oh, how soothing it is to hear the Father's voice when there's calamity, when there's trouble, when there's anxiety, when there's unrest, when there's worry, when there's loneliness. His voice is soothing. He said, he told Abraham, he said, after this, or the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, do not be afraid. So prophetically speaking, I'm saying to you today, by the word of the Lord, do not be afraid. As God has spoke to Abraham, he said, I am your shield and your great, or your very great reward. So, beloved, the Lord is your shield and your very great reward. So stop looking at your age. Stop looking at your situation. Stop looking at what's happened in the past. And stop trying to compare the new thing with the old thing. And stop doubting. Don't doubt. Don't doubt. Hold fast to your faith. And again, I thank you so much, Nancy, for allowing me this opportunity to share this platform with you today. And people of God, I thank you so much for your heart. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your prayers. And thank you. Thank you. Know that the Lord is good and that he is greatly to be praised. Amen.
Yes, he is. Amen. I thank everybody who's out there listening, those who queued in but don't have questions or any requests at this moment. But thank you, listening audience, for listening while I've been off the air. We appreciate you so much. I just wanted to share before we get off the air, we have a few more minutes, that the Lord had spoke to me yesterday. And he shared that our goal and agenda what we know on the show when I introduce it is always his agenda. But we wanted to talk about salvation. We always want to make sure that there's room and opportunity for someone out there who does not know him. God's purpose and his goal was to make us some awesome, awesome beings in him. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." God's love is so awesome and it's so simple. And in Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For those out there who don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sins, those simple scriptures, John 1:12, Romans 10:9-10, lead you to a place in him that is just so amazing. He seeks you. There's no need for you to try to get it together before you come to him. Come as you are so that he can work a work in you and do the change and make things straight in your life. We just thank God for the opportunity on today. God said I can radio has been off the air for a little bit due to my health conditions that I did have, and I'm definitely doing a lot better, and I am back, and we thank God for the man of God who is here with us on today, Prophet Sims. He is out of Atlanta, Georgia. He was here with us, and I pray that those who listen and will come back and listen hear exactly what you need to hear on today, and that the change that you need through Christ will come to you on today. And I would like to give you the floor for the closing remarks of today's ministry encounter. We appreciate all who have listened, and feel free to go back and listen and listen and listen and listen. Tell somebody else about God that I can radio.
Amen. And beloved, and even to say this, even Nancy, that in your theme and being renewed and restored, that yes, the Lord is doing a new thing in your life and in your ministry. And I see even to the point I speak expansion, I speak favor, I speak an outpour of the abundance of those listeners. Not only will they tune in, but they will also, as they begin to tell others, and they will surely take the word that is breathed into their life, into the four corners of the earth, and know that there's many doors that have been opened unto you. The windows of heaven are open unto you. And I hear the Father saying that even he has caused the devourer to be rebuked, for you are a tithe and you are a given. Father gives you seed. He said he gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. And since you've been faithful over your seed, he said now you're able to handle the abundance. Now you're able to handle the more. He said now you can take a moment to release yourself even from what didn't happen, what didn't take place, and who didn't show up in terms of the broadcast. And even in that moment that he was reinventing. He was doing a reinventing in your life and like a re-steering or a new steering of a new direction. And as he was beginning to take on this new thing and know that he has not forgotten, and it is performing a great miracle in your body, and doing a new thing in your mind, I see the hand of the Lord even press even strong in your mind. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So woman of God, as you continue to go forward and upward, know that you are walking even with the mind of Christ, but he's giving you new insight. He's giving you a new joy and a new vision, because now he's placing your feet not on just only on solid ground, but on new ground. I see a new cleansing. I see a new air that is even coming unto you as you begin to breathe in and out. Know that you are not only are you blessed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, that you are also in a blessed place. You're in a blessed environment, and you are in a blessed time and a blessed season of your life. And he's giving you even more season. He said, I'm allowing you to even gather a harvest that you didn't even grow. I'm allowing you to gather houses that you didn't even build. I'm allowed you to gather and even sit with kings and sit with. I see political figures, and even begin to sit with political figures and those that even would not even come to your mind. But I'm allowing even more of your dream to really begin to come to pass, even in this season. And some things that you were thinking about, and it's like when we had those thoughts of thinking that that's not possible. But if we look at it, it's like we probably say in the natural, it's in my dream. No, that's not only just in my dreams, but it's becoming a real dream. It will become so tangible that it'll be able to see it. You'll be able to handle it. You'll be able to embrace it, and it's not far off. And God said, not only am I renewing you and restoring you, I'm also giving you back your youth. I'm also, as I'm giving you back your youthfulness, and I'm giving you this new energy, hallelujah. And this is for the race. This is for the journey, amen. And this is for the destiny of your life. And he also wants you to know that you are fearfully and marvelously made, amen. You are the handcrafted masterpiece of the Most High God. He said, I'm giving you a good vision, which is a 2020 vision. I'm giving you the eye of an eagle. Amen. I'm giving you that eye because you'll be able to know a thing before it begins to manifest. And know that even now, he said, peace, peace, peace to your heart. Peace, peace to your heart. Peace to your heart. Peace to your heart. And know that I'm standing up strong with thee. I'm standing up strong in thee. And I will never leave you. For I am here with you, daughter. I am here with you. Walk with me and talk with me. And that is the word of the Lord unto you today, and be encouraged. Amen.
Amen. I receive that. Amen. Thank you for being here with me. I appreciate you so much, and I can't wait for you to come back at a later date. If you just want to share with the listening audience where they can connect with you and the things that you do in ministry.
Sure. thank you so much for that, Nancy. For those that would like to contact me, you can also reach out to me on Twitter. My handle there on Twitter is Brand New Robert. The initial caps are the letter B, the letter N, and the letter R. Again, Brand New Robert, and I'm also on Periscope at the same handle, Brand New Robert. And you can also catch me on Facebook at Robert Sims. And also, if you look it up, if you Google it, and you'll see the slash. Excuse me, there's a slash of Prophet Robert Sims. You can just go to my page, or you can also go to Nancy's page, and you'll just see me. And if you do come to my page, I'll also acknowledge you and allow you to join our great family. Also, if you desire to send me a personal email, you can also do that at robertprophesy@gmail.com, and I will read it, I will pray, and I will answer you. And thank you so much.
Amen. Well, thank you so much once again. I appreciate my listening audience for being here with me today. We'll be back on Tuesday. Well, Apostle Elisha will be with us. I can't say his last name because it's hard to pronounce, but when I get the pronunciation, I'll make sure I say it correctly. But Tuesday's show will be 5 o'clock. He is from Ghana, Africa. And he is residing in London, so he will be with us. And I know there's still more from the Lord concerning some things with the restoring and the renewing and the redefining of God's Can Radio, even in myself and who I am. And I appreciate those who have been listening. I went back to look at some things, and I was like, wow, you guys are still listening. And it's so appreciative for those who have been supporting while I've been gone. Would love feedback. Whether you call in or you don't, we just appreciate you so much, and I am so honored to be your lovely host on this evening. We thank God for all that has been said and done, and we appreciate you. Please tune in. Go to my Facebook page, which is Nancy Space Hostess with the Mostest, all one word, and to see the latest updates, as well as on Twitter at Miss Make It Happen. Miss Make It Happen is M-I-S-1-S. Make It Happen all together. And it shows you the updates, the shows that are coming. If anything is ever canceled, I let you know via the social media. And we just appreciate you so much. And I'm just so humbled to be a servant of the Lord through media and doing what I do and what I love doing, which is talking and being everything that God would call me to be as I continue to grow in him and definitely walk with him and definitely talk with him. And I appreciate all that he has said and done through the man of God on today. We're getting out of here. We normally have an applause, but I forgot to put it in because when you're out for so long, it kind of deletes some things, but it's okay. We'll have it next time. But thank you. I know you're clapping in spirit, clapping in heart. We appreciate you again. We're going out with Miss Tasha Cobb, and remember to always have confidence in him because he's everything. No matter what we see in this earth and what we see on the news and the media, God is still God, and there is a time of change coming for the believers in the body of Christ.
Somebody just say, I got confidence. I got so much faith in you, Lord. I trust your word is true. No matter the circumstance, my life is in your hands. I got confidence, so much confidence. So unfailing, my heart is in your hand. You hold the master plan, and I've got confidence, so much confidence.
Well,
How could I live without you? Come on, say it.